Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short for this October 27th of 2023. A victory for literacy and tolerance in Michigan this week. Kent County Judge George J. Quist, a former Republican Governor Rick Snyder appointee from 2015, dismissed a lawsuit brought by a group calling itself Parents and Taxpayers Against Pornography in Rockford Public Schools. Was this group fighting against Playboy or Penthouse magazines in school libraries? Well, no. And that's not really all surprising since people don't really buy those magazines anymore thanks to the internet. So why did they sue Rockford Public Schools then in the first place? Because they objected to 14 books that are available in the district's library system. The group calls the books sexually explicit and pornographic. Ooh, that sounds bad. These same books have undergone some of the same scrutiny we've been seeing across the country with those intolerant right-wing fascist MAGA Christian nationalist groups successfully banning them in schools across the land. Now, these books are not required reading in any class in the Rockford School District, but that didn't matter to this group of tight asses. They wanted them banned regardless. Why? Because many of these 14 books deal with LGBTQ+ themes and stories, and this extreme minority of parents, who are well-funded by right-wing donors across the country, by the way, are hell-bent on not only silencing marginalized Americans, but erasing their histories and places in our society. For example, the right wing has been somewhat successful in banning books dealing with African-American history, the history of race and racism in the United States, Native American history, and women's rights. And they've been successful at banning books about the Holocaust, like that school district down in Tennessee, which banned the Pulitzer-winning book Mouse from being taught in the schools because that book had some vulgar language and an illustration of a nude woman. I mean, there was also the horror of millions of Jews being slaughtered by the Nazis, but that's not what fired up these nutjobs when it came to that book. No, it was vulgar language, which is funny considering they voted for a guy who received huge cheers from whenever he used foul language during his presidency. Why is it, by the way, that I don't believe vulgar language or a depiction of a nude woman are the real reasons why they wanted that book banned? Why is it that I think it had to deal with blocking any teachings of the Holocaust? Anyway, in his decision against the MAGA group, Judge Quist said, and I'm quoting, "Plaintiffs cannot establish that a reasonable person would not find value in the identified works as a whole. In fact, every book identified by plaintiffs has either received accolades or has been on bestseller lists." Oh, man, you know what? It's amazing because we usually don't get to read decisions like this. And that's why this was a victory for common sense and it was a victory for education. The purpose of a book isn't to simply reaffirm our worldwide views. It's to challenge our belief systems, to understand different points of views, to challenge the author, their stories, and their characters. It's all the above. But you can see why MAGA Christian nationalists wanted those books banned. You see, they understand and they see how progressive Generation Z is becoming. They see it, but rather than try to understand Gen Z, MAGA believes banning books is their only hope of creating a younger voting bloc. But in reality, all they're doing is making these kids more likely to read these books since these nutjobs are trying to be like Hitler and burn these books. Rockford Superintendent Steve Matthews hailed the judge's ruling, telling MLive, "Not every student reads every book in our library, but what we want to have is a variety of materials that addresses either the questions that they have, the interests that they have, or that they find meaningful in a personal way." I mean, that's a terrific point there by Superintendent Matthews. Again, if MAGA parents want to stop their kids from reading certain types of books, have at it. It's their right. They can do whatever they want. But they do not get to tell other parents what their children can or cannot read. That's called freedom. And it's the freedom that these Christian nationalists are trying to destroy. You can always contact me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com. Plus, you can follow me on Twitter or X, Facebook, Threads, and the Instagram.